Hello, everybody. I decided it would be best for moi to go live and tell you all just how much Bitcoin sucks my ass. Oh, so I told everybody to bet against Bitcoin. And you know what happened? Oh, some bullshit offer. I gotta clean my desk. I got everything here. Making sure I don't have sensitive information out. Nothing crazy. Nothing sensitive. All right. So, look, I told you guys. I told you once. I told you twice. I told you a million times. Bitcoin is Clickcoin. And what I mean by Clickcoin is it sucks. And it's so bad. The only person who loves it is my boy, Joe Biden, who is my biological, my biological stepfather? No, I don't know. But anyway, I told you all Bitcoin sucks and that Bitcoin was on what's called a phony baloney bull run. So as it was going on its bull run, I bought a whole bunch of the Bitty ETF. And when I got, am I like hard as a rock right now? So let me just pull up my Coinbase real quick. Let's see where Bitcoin's at real fast. Oh man, Bitcoin keeps crashing. It's down to 61,000. It got all the way up to like 74,000 at one point. My point is, it was being inflated by the news that the ETFs will save Bitcoin. Look. Could it eventually go back up above 70,000? Who knows? But I love the fact that Bitcoin has so many flash crashes where it dips. Dude, when that bull run was happening, you guys have no idea how much I was betting against you. All you Bitcoin bros, I was betting against you so hard, and I was publicly talking about it. All you guys mocked me and said, oh, you're going to lose money. No, I'm fucking making it. Oh my god. I'm slowly selling off my Bitty position though. This is not financial advice, by the way, as I like to let everybody know. But what I've been doing is I've just been selling off my Bitty position slowly. But yeah, no, the more that Bitcoin crashes, the happier I become. Because I think people are starting to really truly wake up and realize that, like, just like NFTs. All of these blockchain networks are, the software's fantastic, but the coin, the byproduct of this software is bullshit. And I think I'd like to believe there's some sort of awakening that's happening. I'd love to believe that. Unfortunately, I don't have that much faith in humanity. No, just I have some faith in humanity. Truth be told, I'm not super pessimistic. But yeah, I love watching. I also love the fact that Bitty is now, you could trade it 24/7 on, well, I say, I think 24/5 on Robinhood. But yeah, I had to do this emergency broadcast about how bad Bitcoin really is in the long run. And it's not good for your health. It's not good for you. Probably it's just a gambling arena. And whenever something stupid like Bitcoin goes up rapidly in value, I am so happy to bet against it. Because like I always tell everybody, I already own some Bitcoin, actually a pretty decent amount. I got it pretty early on. So when the bull run was happening, I was like, well, I don't want to sell my Bitcoin because even though I think it's stupid, it could be used as What do you call it? Lost fodder is what I like to call it. So, for example, whenever I have the Bitty, and it's going down in value because Bitcoin's on a bull run, I'm constantly adding more to my position on the Bitty, hence lowering the average cost of the Bitty itself. So, I love it when Bitcoin goes up on a bull run, not because I make a lot more money on the upside of Bitcoin, which technically I get a pretty good fat gain on my position, but I never sell the Bitcoin. I'm using the Bitty to take advantage of the downturns in Bitcoin. See, that's the point. So even if Bitcoin was to go up to infinity, that would positively affect my long-term Bitcoin holding. I still think Bitcoin's stupid, but I will hold it, especially while I'm betting against it. It's not like I'm shorting it per se. I'm not shorting it in the traditional method. I'm basically betting against the price of Bitcoin. And it's healthy to do. I really believe it's healthy. It's a healthy thing to do. But yeah, as we speak, you know, my average cost for the biddy is $9.39. I have currently 148 shares, but I got a lot of these shares at very, very low prices. So I'm going to try. I don't know if Tim is watching, but Tim Smith, if you are watching, my man, I'd like to get you on for the Bitcoin, the Clickcoin. But yeah, no, I'm really happy. I'm proud to say Bitcoin sucks. Happy to say. And I'll continue to bet against it completely. I think it's the healthiest thing you can do. I think it's the best thing you could do. But yeah, Tim, my man, if you are watching this stream right now, I haven't talked to my boy in a while. I've only been responding to his comments. I just kind of, he's my Canadian brother. It's my Canadian brother. He's my biological stepbrother. So, how the hell would a biological stepbrother, how the fuck would that work? Oh, man. But yeah, Tim Smith is the GOAT. We need to get him on. I need to message him. You know, message him about how great this crash is. It's awesome. I mean, if he's watching now, it's great. I haven't really messaged him in a while. I need to message my boy. Yeah, it has been a while since I messaged him. Damn. That's okay. If he's watching, Tim, if you're watching, just let me know. Go in the chat and I'll send you a link. Share. But if you ain't watching, that's okay too, brother. This is basically a free-for-all, man. Anybody who wants to get on can get on. But, yep. Anyway, so we're just talking about how basically I'm right and all you Bitcoin bros can suck it. All you Bitcoin bros who always mock me. Guess what, boys? I'm mocking you. I made an enemy out of the Bitcoin community and the crypto community. Now, look, I love the software. I'm not going to harp on the software. The software's cool. The problem is if I can't own the software, what the hell's the point? Owning Bitcoin does not mean I own the software. Ownership is more important. And the problem is you don't own, you don't have Bitcoin. You own the Bitcoin, I guess. But at the same time, you're not owning the software. There's no point in it. I would rather invest in the, as the old saying goes, best to invest in the bank than to invest in the money. Now, at least I can invest in banks in the stock market. With Bitcoin, I can't even truly invest in the software. Buying Bitcoin is an extension to the software. And if you fucking tell me otherwise, you're an idiot. I mean, that's a little mean of me to say. But I really, it's frustrating because the one thing I know about Bitcoin is, or any cryptocurrency, it's just a byproduct of the software. It exists within the software framework, sure. But at the same time, the Bitcoin bros can never win an argument against me. Because one, well, the software's open source. You can't own it. Nobody really truly owns the software. People can use the software, create their own versions. I could create Clickcoin and using the exact same programming that was utilized, same software, same source code, compile it in any way I want, and and create my own little Bitcoin network, my own personal crypto style network. I could make a douche coin, right? And here, this is the underlying problem with Bitcoin, is that there's always going to be an infinite level of competition with Bitcoin. That's a disturbing thing to think about. It's something Bitcoin bros try to argue with me about, but it's like, no. Do you know how many fucking cryptocurrencies are out there? Far too many. And it's and the only reason there's so many cryptos out there is because the software is open source. Anybody can take the source code, compile it in any way that they want, modify it in any way they want, and create their own little decentralized network and create their own little crypto coin. I can create my own crypto coin. That actually sounds fun. I would love to create a Ponzi scheme coin. It'd be so cool. Look, crypto's a Ponzi. All of it's a Ponzi scheme. And look, yeah, tell me otherwise. That's fine. Argue with me. I don't care. Prove me wrong. Suck on these nuts. It's getting a little heated, man. It's going to make for a good YouTube short compilation. But you guys, look. Clickcoin, it's going to be real. Look, Bitcoin sucks. All crypto sucks. Ethereum, Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, all the dog coins. It's all dumb. It's all dumb. And the moment you all get it through your head, better off you'll be. One day, I'm trying to come up with some lyrics, but hey, I bet against Bitcoin. And look who's always right. Look who's always right, because I use the fundamental equation that anything with an intrinsic value of zero eventually must go down, right? Especially if something stupid is on a bull run. Eventually, that bull run's going to end, and it's all going to come crashing. Especially, not only is the thing that people are pumping stupid, the people who are pumping it are stupid. Now, some of them may get out before it crashes to the bottom, and those are the smart ones. The real dumb ones, and I hate to say this, are the people who buy at the tippy top, thinking because, you know, I will say this. If everybody's talking about Bitcoin or any sort of investment, you're probably too late. In fact, most likely, 9 times out of 10, you're already too late. So when everybody's talking about Bitcoin and, oh, FOMO, yo, don't want to miss out, bro. Don't want to miss out, bro. All the Bitcoin bros will convince you that, yeah, get into crypto. Get into Bitcoin. Look, if Bitcoin ever exceeds $100,000, what the fuck? No, really, what the shit? Bullshit. Bitcoin sucks ass. It sucks. It sucks. It scares me every time. It's like, power off. But Bitcoin sucks. Sucks dick. It sucks clits. It's so bad. Joe Biden 2024, by the way. Oh, yeah. Crypto. Oh, Michael Saylor for president. Are you kidding me? That's what I want. Joe Biden and Michael Saylor. I want me some Michael Saylor. By the way, feel free to engage in the comment section. Love hearing your guys' input. Tell me I'm stupid. Tell me I'm smart. Tell me I'm in between. Tell me I'm a little spicy. A little, you know, say whatever you want. My crypto bros, this message is for you. Fuck you. You all mocked me. You mocked me very, very hard. And guess what? I bet against you. And I'm making a lot of fucking money because of it. Because you suck. Yeah, I'm angry. I got mocked very, very hard. I read every comment. I respond to every comment. I don't leave any comment unturned, basically. I see everything that you guys say about me. And the more that I hear people tell me not to bet against Bitcoin during a bull run, I bet against it harder because you fucking suck and I hate you all. All you Bitcoin bros, there's enough hatred in my heart for all of you. Trust me. Just kidding. I don't really hate you guys that much, but I think you're fucking stupid. Bitcoin bros, sorry. I bet against you. I bet against you so fucking hard. Feels good to bet against the Bitcoin bros. Oh. Oh, fuck. Mm. So what do you guys have to say for yourselves, all you Bitcoin bros or non-Bitcoin bros? Anybody who wants to comment on the comment section, do so now. Or forever hold your peace, please. I am furious. I am furious, all of you bet against daddy. No, I'm excited, though. This is so cool. I think Bitcoin might even be going down even further. What do we have here? Yep. Oh my god. Dude, Bitcoin, I love it when Bitcoin crashes so much. So it's down to 60. Yeah, it went down to 61,000. Nice. Did I hear somebody yelling? Give me a second, folks. I heard somebody yelling outside. That was nothing. But I thought I heard somebody yell. I think I did, but probably pretty distant. Oh, man. So you guys gonna all admit that I was right? You were wrong. I'm wearing my juicy man thong. Look, I had fat gains today because the bitty. The BITI, it's basically the ProShares short Bitcoin strategy. I told everybody, hey, you want a quick buck? Well, I didn't advise this by any means, not financial advice, but I was like, hey, oh, I bet if you bet against Bitcoin, you'll have a good time. I mean, I have the advantage of owning the underlying Bitcoin while betting against the Bitcoin that I own. I'm essentially betting against myself. I got into Bitcoin really early. Even though I think Bitcoin is dumb, I still hold it. Bitcoin, my clickcoin. So who else wants a piece of my tits? Who else wants to suck on my tits? Oh, shit. I'm going to do a trade real quick, boys. You think somebody would actually do 853? Sell it for 853. Let's do it. 24-hour market. I love this Robinhood 24-hour market, man. I get to do degeneracy at night. Can I sell it for 853? I don't know. Probably. Hey, Bitcoin might crash pretty hard tonight. What's cool is that you could set a limit, so it's pretty nice. Yeah, I really do enjoy mass buying of the bitty when Bitcoin's at all-time highs. When Bitcoin's at all-time highs, I am way too excited to bet against it, that's for sure. To 851. I mean, maybe somebody will want to take it, but man, dude, is the bull run dead for Bitcoin? It's basically going back to 50,000. I mean, who knows how far, how much further it'll go down, but Bitcoin sucks, and you know it does. So spread the word, you fucking turds. I'm excited. Oh, 62,038. This is so exciting, you guys. You have no idea. I was thinking it would be kind of cool to... Can you do Android apps in Chrome? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. Windows browsers that allow you to run Android apps. Because I wanted to run... I want to do like a live stream where it just showed the constant price action of Bitcoin and just call it stupid at the same time. Oh, hey, there is a way. Browser stack. That's kind of cool.
Hey, dope, I can also just go.
I don't know. Figure something out. Are you guys excited that I'm betting against Bitcoin? Does it give you a boner? Does it give you a boner that Bitcoin's going down? Because it should. Bitcoin sucks. You guys can suck it. I am just, you have no idea how thrilled I am to know that I bet against all you Bitcoin bros. And I was right, because I knew I was going to be right eventually. Takes time.
Everybody's like, hey, you don't want to bet against it while it's on a bull run. That's dangerous.
No, it's dangerous to buy during a bull run, Bitcoin. You don't want to buy Bitcoin during a bull run. That's stupid. Bitcoin's not worth anything anyway. And the sooner that people get that through their thick heads, honestly, the better. So people are maturing at a rapid rate, thank goodness. And yeah. Damn, I thought I was going to be able to do an 853 sale. That's right. I'm just kind of selling like one share at a time. That's the one thing I like about the modern day is you can sell without having to do a commission fee or anything. But this is so much fun. I actually enjoy doing this 24/7 trading. It makes me feel like I'm gambling. But I'm also like, it's not really a gamble, though, if you're betting against something that's stupid. It's sort of a gamble. There's always risk to everything, obviously. Even a standard investment holds some form of risk. But so much fun to bet against Bitcoin. I love it. Clickcoin. I'll call it Clickcoin, at least. Man. I know, I'm sorry. I got small dick energy. I get it. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. OMG. So any of you guys want to say you're sorry, all you Bitcoin bros? All right, you Bitcoin bros, sorry. You hear mean to daddy? You are all. You all deserve it. I got nothing else to add. I got to do some studying tonight. I'll get you all later. I got to do some more of my coursework. But once again, I was right, and you Bitcoin bros were wrong. Sorry, not sorry. LOL, 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 LOL. Nobody even chat. Nobody was chatting. You guys disappoint me, but Joe Biden 2024, boom. Winning. The Bitcoin president, LOL.